Hey, a monkey's bare-assed uncle.
You're listening to Imus in the Morning.
If you could work the phrase rat's ass into there, you'd have it.
Imus in the Morning.
What are you, nuts?
Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's just as I suspected. I was just in the kitchen cupboard, and indeed in the kitchen cupboard there was a half bag of coffee. There was in the kitchen cupboard lurking there, silently, like radon. There was a half container of coffee, which means that the coffee I had this morning was probably half-calf, not decaf.
I think we've all had too much caffeine at this point, though.
Seriously.
I've had no caffeine.
Because I'm not completely over-caffeinated. I'm certainly not under-caffeinated, but I'm not caffeinated just right. And I can tell because it's walking in the hallway and somebody comes up, you know, like Greg from sales comes up and, Rick, what? You know, come back a little too sharp there. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Later on this hour, we got Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. Oh, we got a special Clyde thing to play for you as well that came into our possession. That's all I'm going to say about it, is I obtained it. So we're going to roll you a little special Clyde love later on, and then Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. Like us 1 hour, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry show. We got all that coming up. Okay, so before the news, we were talking with Jolie for the How Chicks Think segment, and I forget what it was about some guy talking about his wife's bad haircut or whatever. But anyway, the point that we were disagreeing on was that you claimed that you styled your hair. You know, I had made the observation that when women do their hair, when women color their hair, cut their hair, of course it's for men.
No.
You know, especially... Of course it is.
No,
you're not gay.
It's not.
You're not gay, so clearly it's not for women.
Well, you don't have to do everything for men.
Well, no, not everything.
You gotta make... You know, you can't make everybody happy. You gotta please yourself. You know?
What are you, Chris Christopherson?
No, I think that was Rick Nelson.
Rick Nelson.
So,
and then you go to a garden party.
Clearly you're...
Exactly.
Clearly.
Would you rather drive a truck?
Now that we've gotten completely up. Your physical appearance, the reason you want to look attractive is for men, by definition.
Well, you know, yeah, that's true in some part, but...
What do you mean in some part? Who else are you going to look attractive for? Who else are you trying to attract? Bumblebees?
You don't just do it to attract people. You do it to feel good about yourself.
And the reason...
And happy with yourself.
See, and why do you want to feel good about yourself and look good for yourself?
Yeah.
I don't want to be depressed and sad and crying in bed and stuff.
So if you had a man there, would you be?
Yeah, but see, all this when women... Oh, Jesus. This is more of that talking in code. When women say that they style their hair so they can feel good about themselves, it's just another way of saying they want to look attractive. Which
well,
is fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
About. Right, but looking attractive... Okay, but then just admit it. You want to look attractive.
Attractive to who?
To men, obviously.
And to yourself. Yeah, if Laura wanted
you're
you to go
crack.
Get a... Yeah, uh-huh. Go get a mullet or a tail or something, you know, or shave your beard and mustache. Would you do that?
Well, I'm for whatever makes me better looking.
Oh, all right. Well, you're different than most.
Seriously. No, I'm not different than most. Everybody wants to look good. People buy clothing that they probably can't afford and sometimes that they don't even like because they think it's going to make them look hot, right? You want to look attractive, and you want to look attractive to, you know, the opposite sex, for most people anyway. It's just a lie to say that you do it for yourself. If you lived on a desert island, you wouldn't do it. If you lived on a desert island and there was no one else there, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't shave your armpits, probably.
Well, yeah.
Well, the lie, there's no men there. How can you lie like that?
No, Rick, because if I was doing my hair for a man, I wouldn't do it the way I wanted to do it.
Do you have any dresses or anything that you wear when you go out, like on a nice, nice night on the town?
No, I just wear pants only.
You really want to go to the nines?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so do you wear those at home on Sunday when you're doing laundry?
Every once in a while,
please,
I do.
Don't lie. It's because when you try to look attractive, it's for other people. You can just admit it.
No, I won't.
There's no shame in admitting it.
Oh, Rick.
Jim in Portland, what's up with you?
Hey, I'm just going to go with the girls on the short hair thing, though. I mean, you have people like Audrey Hepburn. and Roman Holiday and Sabrina, and then you had Janine Turner on Northern Exposure. Those darn good short hair.
Well, but see, here's the thing.
Have you ever seen Janine Turner with long hair?
I was going to say,
I love long hair. I'm just and there are women who look damn good with short hair.
But Janine Turner looks better with long hair.
And that's the whole thing. It's short hair is not going to make a good-looking woman ugly, but long hair will make her prettier.
No, I think it did work in Audrey's case, though. Audrey Hepburn. She's very good with short hair.
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm not saying that short hair will take a pretty woman and make her ugly, but long hair will take a pretty woman and make her prettier.
Well, take Sheryl Crow. I love Sheryl Crow. Absolutely adore her. Definitely. She looks much better with long hair than short hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, shave her head and see how attractive you find her.
Yeah, well, no. When she cut her hair short, she didn't look that good.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Audrey Hepburn with short hair was cute and all, but I mean, you take her and put her next to Audrey Hepburn with long hair, it's going to be better. Audrey Hepburn with long hair is going to be better, I think. All right, there goes Jim. Let's talk to Sarah in Portland. She's a full-time listener. What's up with you?
Hi.
Hey.
You're probably going to holler, but hear me out.
Okay.
It is true that women style themselves for other people and for themselves. But this is going to shock you. They don't do it for men. They do it for other women. Let me tell you why. Women snipe at each other. They go, oh God, what a stank.
Well, wait.
And you know, men, you guys don't notice like our makeup, do you? You notice other parts of our body. You might see our makeup, but it's not like the first thing you look at.
Well, no. I mean, we notice it, but saying that we notice it and we care about it are two different things.
Well, okay, but
look, I'll notice if you look if you buy, you know, shoes that are covered in rubies. I'll probably notice it. Don't really care though.
Well, I'm not sure where to go with that because I've worn makeup. I don't wear makeup very often, and when I've worn it, the only people that ever notice are the women.
Well, no, I mean, but that's men probably notice it, but again, they just don't care.
I agree with Sarah on that part because women are trying to look, you know, prettier than the other woman.
Right. But,
you know,
for why? For what reason, though?
To what end?
For what goal?
Competition.
Exactly. For what? Competition for what, Jolie?
Well, you see,
hold on. I don't want Jolie to weasel out of this. Competition for what, Jolie?
To look the best.
For whom?
For ourselves.
How can you lie so bald-facedly like that?
Are you mad?
You are fundamentally dishonest.
I am not.
About what women... This is not what chicks think. This is what you would like chicks to think. A couple people have pointed that out, I think, and it's true. This isn't how chicks think. This is how chicks would like to think they think.
Oh, God.
That's what this is. All right.
How do you know how we think better than we know how we think?
What we're hearing today is just completely illogical. Just doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't have to make sense to you.
All right.
That's why you're a man.
In Portland. This is like cubism or something. It's just completely, it doesn't work with any fundamental laws of reality.
What is this, the Mars and Venus radio show?
You don't want to accept it. That's why you're getting mad.
I don't want to accept it because it doesn't make any goddamn sense. That's
sure
why I don't want to accept it. Look. That's like saying when you go fishing, you're going to go fishing and you're going to put, like, pizza on the hook. You know what? You don't do that because, you know what? You're not fishing for me. You're fishing for a fish. So you put worms on the hook because that's what the fish like. When you get dressed and you look nice, when you go out in public, you're doing it for guys. You're competing with, and if you're doing it for other women, it's only to the extent that you're competing with them for men.
Oh.
You know that it's true.
No.
You
will not. I'm not going to put my... No.
Okay. I'm not going to scream. I'm not. All right. Well, this is why. Don't forget, Thursday at the same time, we're going to have the listeners talk back to Jolie. So if you find Jolie's advice to be insane or just plain maddening, it's going to be your opportunity Thursday to weigh in on that.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, okay. So there's Jolie from the front desk. We'll get Charles in a moment and more of your phone calls. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
And this news is brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. Detectives looking for clues in the killing of an 18-year-old woman have ended their search at Kelly Point Park and are asking for our help to find a gray army-type duffel bag that could contain evidence. The bag likely thrown into the Columbia Slough, carried into either the Columbia River or the Willamette. If you find the bag, don't open it. Cassandra Brown, the daughter of the Port of Portland police officer, has been missing since January 5th. They've arrested her former boyfriend, 18-year-old Benjamin Carl Kramer, and charged him with murder. Former Medford police detective has been sentenced to 10 days in jail for drunk driving. Ray Leach pleading guilty to driving under the influence of intoxicants. He's been placed on 2 years probation and has a license suspended and has to pay a $1,000 fine. Leach's vehicle smashed into the back of another cop's cruiser on June 16th. Schramm was identifying another driver. Schramm's a second cop. He was identifying a driver who reported a hit-and-run crash when Leach rear-ended his cruiser. The accident happened just days before Leach would have completed his diversion program for a prior drunk driving arrest. Slame Rapmaster DJ, I don't even know this guy's name. Rapmaster DJ Master J?
What the hell are you
Jam
talking
Master
about?
Master J.
Are you just taking random letters out of the story and just reading them in the
anyway,
order?
Anyway, this guy makes another TV appearance, even though he's dead, in a new Dr. Pepper commercial featuring LL Cool J and Run DMC.
What you see and didn't start with LL today? Take it from me. Run DMC paved the way with Jam Master J, the K-I-N-G. Run DM Dr. Pepper, that's originality. The taste of Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
The taste of originality.
Oh, God.
It's individuality.
This is just depressing.
Personality. Be you. Do what you do. Be you. Nothing better than Dr. Pepper. Run DMC and Jam Dr. Pepper.
Oh, God. That's just sad. How'd you like your last recorded work to be a Dr. Pepper commercial?
It's not even like a real soft drink like Coke or Pepsi.
That's what does that mean?
Dr. Pepper's not up there with
Dr. Pepper's. Dr. Pepper's the finest of all commercially mainstream carbonated beverages. We all know that.
I don't know that.
I'm saying of the mainstream beverages. I'm not going to talk about New York Seltzer, some weird, bizarre off-brand that they only sell in Nantucket. I'm saying of all the mainstream beverages, Dr. Pepper is clearly the king. But that's why we all want to be a Pepper.
You cannot be serious with that statement.
Dr. Pepper's great. Mr. Piv in a pinch, but Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper's what I'm not even a big soda drinker. But if I have to have a soda, it's Dr. Pepper's. It's clearly there's no point in drinking. What else are you going to drink?
That's
Mountain Dew.
You're just insane.
How am I insane?
Dr. Pepper tastes like carbonated prune juice.
It does not. At least I'm not drinking that Skipper from Safeway. Do they even sell that anymore?
I don't know.
Skipper?
Dr. Skipper.
Yeah, Mr. They're all worse versions of a bad soda to begin with.
They're not. But I'm just saying, what a bad way to go out when you're Jam Master Jay. You know what I mean? You have this sterling, this stellar career. You lay part of the foundation for hip-hop, and then the last recorded work is selling sugar water to children. That's just depressing.
It is, isn't it? It's going to be cloudy for the next few days. Keep everyone depressed. Daytime highs in the 50s. Overnight lows in the mid-20s. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. Live around the world at KOTK.com.
Oh, by the way, before we do anything else, should we know, do you go to rickemerson.com? We've got a link to... people have asked about the inexplicably. They've asked about the I Want to Be a Ramones song that's now downloadable off rickemerson.com. You can get it either as an MP3 or a real audio file, depending on your connection. So you go to rickemerson.com. It's right at the top of the page. It says a click here for I Want to Be a Ramone. We want to thank Denise at Redhead Web Design.
Yeah, more importantly, though, there's a link up there to the Coors Light Twins website.
They are so not twins.
It's good. They're completely twins. They're completely twins.
Okay, well, then, if they're touching each other the way that they are and they're related, I think that is absolutely disgusting.
They've got their clothing on.
No, they're smushing their boobs against each other.
Just one boob. It's the girl. Oh, I thought about this.
That's
I'm like,
just lovely. Thank you for the imagery.
Okay, in no particular order. Okay, just before we talk about boob smashing, and don't think that I'm not going to remember that. Chad, we want to thank Chad, the listener, who hooked this up with that. This is not Chad and Chad of Tina in California. It's some other Chad. Not Chad from Tahoe. I got an email from him, though, that we'll get to.
Do you want me to get him on? They've got actually contact information.
Get him on what?
Well, yes, indeed. No. They've got contact info on their website for their public relations for media stuff.
They're completely twins, too, because they're... I don't have the webpage. I'll go to it here. But we want to thank Chad who hooked us up with a link.
I think
the
it's
twins.
The twins.tv.
No, it's not. It's Twinship. I think Twinship. TwinShip.com. I'm pretty sure it's Twinship.
It's not .com. I know it's .tv.
Or .tv. Twinship.tv. I'll go there here in just a second. But yeah, you go to rickemerson.com. There's a link to the twins homepage. They are twins, and they're like Stephanie and Marcy, like Krzyzewski or something. It's not Bambi and Misty.
Yes, it is.
No, but you look at the billboard.
Diana and Elaine.
Something like that. Yeah. But it is like, I think it's Krzyzewski, I think is their name. But no, you look at the billboard, the twin on the right is sort of leaning into the twin on your left. And so the right breast of the twin on our right is pressing the breast against the left breast of the twin on our left.
See, I don't think I've ever told you this, but I think that is... just another girl's boobs touching me has always creeped me out. In college, my friends used to chase me around trying to stick their boobs. Okay, this is sounding really bad. But, you know, like on my arm or something. I think it's bad to who? I just think it's disgusting, especially your sister. Like,
What are you talking about? They would chase you around with their boobs.
Well, they knew that it started, like, my friends would, like, be leaning over my shoulder looking at something with me, and they started to realize that if their breasts touched my shoulder, it would gross me out.
Why are you grossed out by it?
It's just completely... They're big, squishy lumps of fat that I don't want to feel.
And yet you've got them.
I'm not putting them on anybody else.
Who wants to take that one? Anyone? Matt?
It's too easy. I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay, I'm going to let the... We're going to pause now for the audience to insert their own pithy comment about her boyfriend here.
Will you stop?
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think that's kind of gross that they're squished against each other and they're related. That's all.
But I want to know more about the women chasing you around the house with their boobs.
Well, my friend Beth, who lives here, actually, she would always do that, like, casually lean over and... You know, I don't want to talk about
this. Yes, no, but that's not really... That's no longer germane that you want to talk about
no,
this.
I really
now,
don't.
Was she trying to... So she would...
They were closed breasts. It's not like...
Well, all right. But so you... So there was never like a showering incident or anything?
No.
Okay, so this would be like... I'm trying to get this in my mind. So you're sitting maybe at the computer or watching television. Okay, and then your sorority sister comes up. Now, would she come up from behind you or from in front of you, typically?
Like from behind at an angle, I'd say.
Okay, so from behind at an angle, maybe towards one shoulder, and then she would lean in, and then her bosoms would press against you. Now, would she grab you so you couldn't get away?
On my shoulder.
So she would gently then rest her bosoms on you, much like china on a shelf. Okay.
This is really gross.
And then it's only gross to you. And then it's because you need to free your mind. We're helping you get past your internal sexual hang-ups here.
Free your mind and the rest will follow.
Seriously, free your bosoms.
I was going to finish that one.
And and the rest will... Okay, so then your reaction would be what?
I'd run away.
See, what is that about?
It's just... I don't know. It's a phobia that I have, I think.
A phobia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like other girls' breasts touching me.
Well, and we are poorer for it. I got a therapist you can talk to about
that.
Yeah,
back to the twins. So if we have them on, which, you know, is not an impossible task,
yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk to them about?
I don't know. So you're hot.
I mean, I'm going to have to tell their publicist we want to speak to them about something.
I don't know. I went to their webpage. I don't know if you all... It's twinship.tv, by the way. This is the website. But I looked at their website, and it's... That they've got, like, music, which I haven't downloaded yet. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. But there's, like, songs you can download, because they apparently have some burgeoning vocal career.
Well, maybe if that's... Okay.
So we can
I realize this before I say it. Maybe if that's any good... We can have them on to talk about their music.
It's really good. It's going to be stellar. I'm sure the music's just going to be flawless. So we'll look into that.
Maybe they can be the next tattoo group.
Yeah.
They can make out and play.
Okay. Well, I'm all for that. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on, we got Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Like us in about 55 minutes, followed by the world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 here today. We'll be back.
From Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
This is like, I had this girlfriend one time that used to get chased around with pickles. Because she had this whole thing about
exactly.
Not liking pickles.
If somebody knows that you don't like something, they're going to try and torment you.
Yeah, but we can acknowledge that that's obviously mental, right? I mean, this is what I don't get. It's like women sort of being horrified when a guy reads Playboy or whatever, or they don't like to see female. It's like, you've got it. You've got all the stuff. So I don't see why you'd be grossed out by the stuff.
Well, I think how we were talking about texture people, I think it's all about the texture and the big squishing of the stuff.
Okay. Here's
traffic.
Sarah Dillon with the traffic. Okay. Coming up here in just a few moments, we got Clyde Lewis going to come out with news at Ground Zero. And all of that. We got Likas in 35 minutes, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jeremy in Portland's a full-time listener. Yeah, and Hot Talk to Eddie K. DK. What's up?
Rick, I got to clear the air on this, buddy.
Okay.
Chad did not give you the website. I did last Thursday on the air.
The Twin? Well, I got a couple emails, but so you gave me the Twin website on the air?
It's on the air last Thursday.
Okay. I must have just blanked on it then, because I got a couple different emails. Okay, so it is twinship.tv.
Yeah, and if you get them on, have a listener party.
So we can all... So Rick, would you just have some sort of an event where we can grope the Twins?
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm with you on that, but I don't necessarily know.
Twin groping event.
Well,
yeah,
seriously, and I never really did get an explanation on why there isn't twin porn. Autumn, who is our resident porn princess, emailed. She said, well, it's because it's considered in bad taste, blah, 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 blah. But that doesn't really strike me as a good explanation for why something isn't in porn. Because when you think of porn, you don't really think of good taste, you know, to begin with. I don't know if you've seen much, but some of the things that, you know, that exist as pornography out there, right?
They've got, like, granny porn and midget porn.
Seriously, they've got morbidly obese grandmothers having sex with donkeys. There's just not a whole lot of good taste going on there regardless. So, all right, it's Jeremy. Okay, so Jeremy's the one who gave us the twinship .tv. Subject line, Sarah's boobs. Dave wants to know, so does this mean that Sarah is weirded out by her own cleavage?
No, I love my boobs. I just don't like other people's squishy mounds of fat touching me, that's all. What?
Nothing. Okay. We got this one from Mary. Subject line, oh my God, Rick, you are such an effing dork. At home around my husband, I wear jeans and T-shirts and my fugly tie-dye hippie chick dress. When we go out, or even just when I go out, I dress up. It makes me feel good to look good. People compliment me and I like it. More so when women compliment me because it doesn't feel creepy like they're coming on to me. So shut up. love the show. F Matt with my hot-looking high-heeled boots that I wear whenever I damn well please. Mary.
This F Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
See, how perverse is that she likes it better when people are complimenting her when they have no sexual interest in her at all? This is why we need the Jolie segment or some similar segment for men everywhere, because it's just so puzzling. I just don't even understand how women think. I don't... The whole... The female thought process is just this ever-unfolding mystery. Rick, you and Jolie are both right on the hair thing for women. Women style their hair long to catch a man because they know that men like it long. Once they get you, they cut it off and style it to please themselves. Don't you listen to Tom.
Same exact reason that Mary can get away with wearing her fugly clothes around the house. She's already got her husband.
Seriously, that's exactly what it is. It's like how, you know, it's like Sam always used to talk about that 5 to 7 pounds a year trick. You know, where you date the woman and then she puts on 5 to 7 pounds a year. Nothing you catch on to right away, nothing you notice immediately. And then you wake up, and you're having sex with her mom. That's what happens there. Let's see. Let's go to Portland. It's Sasha. You're on... What? Sasha. Oh, is this from Porn Store Janitor?
That's right.
Excellent. What's up with you, man?
Hey, man. Couple of things. First of all, I couldn't agree with you more about this the whole Jolie thing. I know you're going to go into it on Thursday, but, you know, it's just insane how insane she sounds. She's trying to, like, justify something. What you should replace her with, though, I was thinking is like a gay man, because there's no clear, like, image into the soul of a woman than a gay man. He'll just tell it to you straight.
Oh, he could do that.
That would be good.
Yeah, we've actually had that suggested before as a separate bit, but see, that might almost be a more effective way to understand the because here's the thing. I feel that probably in her heart, Jolie does have the actual answers, but then she's just incapable of telling us the truth, and so she just has to lie.
You could do like a point and counterpoint thing. You could have her answer, and then you could have the gay man's answer.
Seriously. And we probably get the straight dope from him.
Right.
All right. Excellent. Hey, Pornstar, you guys were great, by the way. Saturday.
Hey, I was wondering, I didn't know if I hurt your feelings, or rather Laura's feelings, by a comment I made from the stage when we were playing. Right after you got done singing that song with us. I made a comment about how the microphone smelled like Laura.
Oh, I didn't even catch that one.
Well, I kind of apologized like afterwards. I was like, no, it smells great.
Well, no, because,
like that,
no, because by the end of the night, you know, my ears, all I heard was a...
Right.
You know, and that's all... By the end of the evening, it's just like your head is just wrapped in gauze.
No, I hear you. But to justify my thing, I was going to say it smelled like Christina, so I thought that I was being actually better by
I see.
Your girlfriend.
Teaches you to second guess your humor. Always go with your gut comedic instincts.
Maybe I should.
You guys know, though, you guys were definitely great. You guys
right
were
on.
Very, very close. We'll have to do that
again. I told Sasha online, they were good enough. My new female roommate,
yeah,
I think she's hot. That was the first
really?
Time she'd ever seen the show.
And your female roommate is hot.
She's very good looking.
Yeah. So.
She has no taste.
No,
I'm a jackass.
Doesn't matter. Make it work for you.
Right? Well, dude, you're a rock star to get chicks. What are you worried about?
I was
going to
say, make that lack of taste be working for Sasha. All right, there you go. Sasha from Porn Star Janitor. Yeah. Yeah, by the end of the evening, it's just, you know, it's like the Charlie Brown thing, you know? We're Porn Star Janitor.
We're Porn Star Janitor.
We've come to rock you. That's all it is by the end of the day. It's just that. It's 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, the original Harry Scary Guy, host of his very own damn fine radio show, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero.
I'd like to make an apology
to
the woman that I hit in the head with a hot dog.
Oh, yeah, there's some guy emailed us. He was at Satyricon. You hit his wife in the face with a hot dog.
I really am sorry about that. I really
How
am.
How about the stench of ketchup?
And the whole floor,
the whole floor
was slippery from pork.
Pork was everywhere, and ketchup was all over me, and all the women that I was hanging out with, Billy Turner walked over and he says, do you get any phone numbers? I go, no, because I smell like ketchup.
Well, normally those club floors are sticky. And so, but after you were throwing the pork, and of course it gets stuck and smeared and squished and spread around, and so it's like, sticky, slippery, you know?
Even Todd had ketchup all over him. I wonder if I got any on Christina.
We'll do News of Ground Zero here in a second. We'll talk to you about it. And I know you got something you want to say about the Joe Millionaire. And then I've got some Clyde... I've got some Clyde thing. There's something about you that's been... I've obtained something that we want to play and have you listen to.
What?
That's, well, we'll play a second.
Okay.
Let's see. In Beaverton, it's Jenny. She's a first-time caller.
Yes!
What's up with you?
I'm calling about Sarah's breast phobia.
Oh, okay. That's what I like to hear.
Are you scared of your penis?
Do you mean in the sense that it might attack me, or...
Well, how do you feel about men walking up and pressing their penises against you?
No, but it's different.
Dressed or not dressed,
it's different.
I mean, it's a lump of flesh, right?
It's not the same thing, though. It's different. It's different. No,
it's different because it's not your body.
No. It's different because women are different, because women are more casually affectionate. Women kiss each other hello and goodbye. Women, you know, men don't do that. They would unnerve me because they're the only reason a guy is doing that is because, you know, he's like, hey,
well,
feel my penis.
I just wanted to be friends with you at the listener party. Maybe
but no one
give you a hug.
Yeah, but see, that was overtly sexual, which is why that unnerves me. A woman coming up and just casually her breasts touch you, that's not she's trying to hit on you.
Yeah, I guess that's
a guy
true.
Pressing his penis on me, you don't do that by accident. That's like, I'm going to press my penis against
you. Also, at the same time, women can totally press their breasts against a guy that they find attractive.
Yes.
You know, cause you know that a guy's aware of it.
It's completely.
Brushing. And so, you know, if a girl does that to you, it's
but she probably,
unnerving.
But not because women are affectionate with each other casually the way that women are not affectionate with men.
It's just,
women don't kiss a guy hello and goodbye typically, but women kiss each other hello and goodbye all the time because women have got a real weird sense of what's intimate and what's not. All right, but I'm glad you called up to ask about my penis. You're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
I've been listening for a long time. I just haven't called before.
God bless you. You spread the word.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Let's go one more in Portland. Joey, you're a first-time caller.
Yes.
What's up with you?
Yeah, also a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm calling in regards to Joey's subject.
Yes.
I think that you guys are actually both right, and this is maybe my opinion, but I may be right, and I think I am. What I think is that the reason why she dresses up is to build her self-esteem and confidence so that she can attract men.
Well, Jolie, you're saying now?
Yes.
Well, she's married, though.
Well, but all women do it, whether they're married or not. You know that.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I guess I don't know what it's all about. It's just, though, that when women say they're looking good for themselves, what they mean is they're looking good, they feel good about themselves because they're attractive, and by definition, that means attractive to men. I mean, if they're straight, anyway.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why I said you guys are both right.
Yeah, so
she's doing it for herself, but she's stopping there. She's not admitting that the real fact is that she's doing it to get attention.
It's sort of a backhanded way of saying that I'm right, yeah. As far as she goes, she's backhandedly agreeing with me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
Well, like I said, I've been listening for quite a while, and the subject just grabbed me. I don't know why.
All right. Spread the word. You call us anytime.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. All right. We're here with Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero. Okay. Now, you may remember a while ago, these are some things. Did you hear that story the other day about how the Dutch police or whatever found those long-lost Beatles tapes? So, you may remember a while.
You're going to have to wait on this.
Oh, we have to do it on the other side?
We're going to have to do it on the other side.
Okay. Well, let's do this now, then we'll do it on the other side. Well, because do you remember how we had those outtakes of Don Imus doing those liners for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK?
Right.
Where he's like, hey, listen to Hot Talk 1080.
Right.
Well, what in the goddamn is that? You know, and so now I understand that you do some liner work occasionally, Clyde.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, you're not going to play these. Oh, my God. Oh, no, man.
More on the way.
Brett. I'm going to kill him. I can't believe this crap.
More on the way. Stay there. Sir Rick Emerson Show.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right.
I cannot wait to hear that.
Well, we'll roll those here in a second. Here's Sarah dealing with the traffic. All right, we're here with Clyde Lewis for News at Ground Zero, which will roll here in just a moment.
Yeah, how long is this going to last?
503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-735-9555. Like us in 20, followed by the world-famous Bill Hendry Show. So, Clyde, as part of a side gig, and I can say this is part of whatever side job that a lot of radio people have,
yeah,
where they do voiceover work for other stations, like our good friend Suwanna Bear from KWJJ does that. So, you know, where you like the big voice things where you're listening to Rock 107. And so in some cities, in certain markets, you turn on the radio, you'll hear Clyde saying, you're listening to Power 99, home of blah, 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 rock. And so, you know, you don't do those all at once. You do them in one long session, and then they edit them down and get the good ones. So here's some not-so-good ones. This was given to me. I obtained this from someone on the inside, from a deep throat. This is real, by the way. This is Clyde a few days ago attempting to cut some liners for a rock station. Good and rollies.
Brett and Goat. Goat and Brett. Goat and Brett. Brett.
Gay.
Huh?
You're making it sound gay.
I sound gay?
You're making it sound like something.
I'm just being, it's like Goofus and Gallant, you know? Goofus and Gallant. Gallant and
not
Goofus.
Quite that bad, though.
No? Okay. You know, everybody at your school's going to say, hey, you cornered this guy when he was like on the street begging for night train or something. Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go.
I know. I didn't even know.
That's great. That son of a bitch, he's probably going to beat your ass when he reads it. Okay, here we go. It's Brett and his virgin sidekick, Goat. Thursday afternoons have never been so classless. It's Brett and Goat, and only on the station you'll hear.
Did I pipe that up there?
And the only station you'll hear them on. Okay. It's Brett and Goat. And can't even do it.
Yeah, it's true. I'm inebriated.
I am just f***ed up to the max. Okay. And you got that on tape, too, don't you? Oh, God. What are they going to say about me when they hear about this stuff? I'm not a drunkard. I only get drunk every once in a while, not all the time. I'm doing this under duress, everybody. Docile.
Docile.
Docile. Duh. Okay. Duh.
This
is why you don't drink before you do a reading. Okay, here we go. In a world. Okay.
No, not that.
On a planet.
Huh? Oh, sorry, that's wrong too.
You're fired. Okay. Portland's. God damn it. Sound like I had one of those staplers, you know? Or it's, okay, here we go. This hurts. God. He's torturing me. Oh, God damn it. Okay, here we go. Local music. It does. It sounds like a train, man. Local music, local music, local music, local music. Woo-hoo! Okay, there we go.
What the hell?
Reached
the station.
It
sounded so odd.
It's the stupidity station. Local music, local music, local music. Look, Portland's Port. God damn fucking. I hate that popping fucking motherfucker. Okay, here we go. X-58.
Deflating.
I'm just deflating, yeah. Excuse me while I deflate. Okay, I feel a lot better. The only station that listens to listeners is X-58, Mount Hood's Extreme Radio. Do you really listen to listeners? Do you really listen to listeners? That's hard to say when you're drunk. You don't?
But you left out a word there.
Oh, what'd I say?
It should be the only station that listens to its listeners. What
I say? Listens to listeners.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we really don't listen to them.
Though. The only station that ignores the listeners
would be every commercial station in town.
Huh. We ignore you. You know that. We really do. I remember when I was a kid, it was the funniest. I remember when I was first calling people on the radio, and he'd say, he said, oh, yeah, sure, we'll play it. And I was a kid just sat there by the radio for a long period of time thinking my song was going to be played on the f***ing air. And you know what? You motherfucking DJs never played my goddamn song. It was called Last Kiss. I think it's by F. Frank Wilson. The son of a bitch didn't play it. No, it doesn't. Pearl Jam covered the motherfucker. Can't be that bad. Yeah, Last Kiss. Oh, where could my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. Okay, here we go. Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. Is that good? Did you like that shit?
I do like that shit a lot.
God damn. I'll have my agent call your agent, and we'll just sign the checks later, all right?
And you're going to have your mom call my mom?
Yeah, I'll have your mom call my mom, and hell, it'll be a cat fight. All right. Hell.
And there you go. Not one usable liner out of the entire thing. Oh, God. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. What the hell? Chicka, 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 chicka. Woo-hoo! What the hell is that?
It said on that thing, if I recall, it said, local station, say three times fast. I went, local station, local station. I'm like, well, that sounds like a damn train. Local station, local station. Woo-hoo!
Oh, God.
So,
There you go, kids. Don't try to do voice work when you're plowed. Oh, is there actual Ground Zero news?
I think maybe not now.
we'll do it when we come back. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Woo-hoo!
On Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there. We'll be back. It's Joey Ramone.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show, brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography, professional full-service photography specializing in weddings. Give Michael Hacker Photography a call at 503-816-4944 or go to michaelhacker.com.
Do I have to buy friggin' neon or something for that room
for
you?
I did it. It's here. I did it.
It was supposed to be done at 1:05.
Shh. We're here with Clyde Lewis. News of Ground Zero. Is there any news of Ground Zero?
I was just going to talk about how we're going to probably have a bunch of stormtroopers storm Bodacious Classics tonight. We're going to be there, and of course, I'm going to be drinking or something. But anyway, stormtroopers tonight at about 8 or 9 o'clock, they said they were all going to pile in the car and come down. And another guy was telling me they were going to have a party out there on Saturday. So come on out, and it's just another one of those parties they want us to be at. And I'm also looking into subliminal advertising. You know, you have a TiVo, Rick.
Right.
Thanks to TiVo owners, they're going to start embedding advertisements within shows.
Right, because we skipped the commercial breaks.
And they're going to also be putting low-involvement product placement in shows as well. So from now on, it's going to be, you know, I'll pick you up in the Nissan. Or, hey, you want a Coke?
Right.
It'll be that way.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'm kind of numb to that. We got this. Rick, last weekend I was dying from a cold and slept as much as possible. Well, you have to wake up sometime, and I happened to awake on Saturday night. I decided to surf the radio dial and ended up listening to Clyde's show for a while. After listening to the callers, I now realize why he drinks and possibly drugs to excess. I would, too. In fact, after listening for a while, I went upstairs and had a pull for my own jar of hooch. Your friend, Frank.
Yeah, that was a rerun. We were showing the... we were talking about Gary Lowry. Those tests are coming out on the claw, by the way, and I know the tests, and it's pretty scary, so I'll tell you more about that.
Also this, Rick. I was at the Clinton Street Theater watching Bartleby, and in the graffiti-laden bathroom, someone had scrawled, "I love me some Clyde Lewis," underneath which was a caricature of his bearded face.
Really?
Thought you would like that? Signed, P.S. F-Matt with NorthwestPipes.com.
This F-Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
Or a Satyricon at the wall. It says Clyde was here. So.
Yeah, that did. Spray painted above the stage in big red letters. Clyde was here.
Oh. There we have this. Hundreds of angry Manauians hounded a senior political figure and his house and stoned him, accusing him of harboring vampires. Apparently, they think the country's government, this is in Malawi, wherever that is colluded with vampires to collect human blood for international aid agencies.
Yep. I read that story yesterday. A bunch of Malawians, they attacked one of their governors.
Goddamn Malawians.
They said he was harboring vampires.
Is it true?
It's always Malawi.
I don't know. It's always in places like that where, you know, rumors get started and vampires and, you know, and we've heard people say there are reptilian aliens that are running this country and running other countries, so.
Did you see that thing that there's all this cannibalism in the Congo?
Clyde, we've heard people say or we've heard you say.
Well, I've never said it.
That's not true.
No, I've reported it. I've never said it. What?
You've said that there were reptiles running the country.
No, well, I said they're all reptiles. Every goddamn one of them. I did make that statement, but it's because I was being facetious. Because
it's so easy to tell the difference.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, who knows? How do you know that we're not being run by reptilian alien beings? You know? You don't know. At least, I don't know. Do you know? Nobody knows. Local station.
Oh, come on. That's just funny. It's just funny any way you slice it.
There's just nothing funnier than that.
All right. So, the reptilian business notwithstanding.
So,
it's like Clyde Lewis's world,
with
though.
Me tonight, you know,
man, it's like your world because there's cannibalism in the Congolese.
Yeah.
And what was right below that? We're sending like 50,000 more troops to Iraq.
Yeah.
There was some other creepy headline on Yahoo. There was some other.
Oh, there are a lot of them. I can't keep track of them. And, you know, when I get on the air and I start talking about this stuff, people think I'm just, you know, making it up. And I talk about, like, weeks beforehand, people think I'm making it up. And then it wakes up on the 6 o'clock news. They're going, well, we heard you talk about this. We thought you were out of your mind. I mean, no, everything I report comes from sources that, you know, I have people who either send it to me, hey, here's a rumor, Clyde, you gotta run with it. And I run with the rumor, and it turns out to be true, and it's just it's too bizarre even for me.
Clyde, Lewis, we didn't get a chance to talk about Joe Millionaire, but maybe tomorrow.
Yeah,
either tomorrow or Thursday.
It was a waste of my time.
Okay, don't forget that, though. Yeah. So either tomorrow or Thursday, we'll talk about Joe Millionaire.
Okay.
Because I want to know what you think about it.
All right.
We want to thank Clyde Lewis, by the way, Ground Zero, Friday 10 to 1, Saturday 10 to 1, Sunday 8 to 10, right after the God Guys, a damn fine, if scary, radio show. I'm in the next CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio's Jim Roop, Clyde Lewis, of course, Jolie from the front desk, Sasha from Foreign Shore Janitor, Jack Nicholson, George Bush, Ray Liotta, Elton John, Missy Elliott, George Lopez, Pat Lopez, Pat Boone, Joe Millionaire, Ralph Nader, Brett, the production god, and Goat Boy, and whoever that is.
Local fish. Rah, rah, rah.
The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, and in the executive producer's chair, one Matthew Peterson. Like us next, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. See you in 21 hours. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye.
McRib is back.